I'm Steve Arterburn with a New Life Moment. Who amongst us enjoys criticism? Perhaps no one. In fact, even when criticism is constructive, it's usually about as welcomed as an IRS audit. But there's something even worse than criticism, and that's critical people. We all know a few people like this, and some of us have lives full of them. You know who I'm talking about, the person who habitually meets every plan with some version of "that's impossible," that person who meets every expression of enthusiasm or conviction with a smirk or a head wag. But remember, nearly every advance, discovery, or act of courage is precipitated by criticism. There's really only one sure way to avoid it, by doing nothing. And what kind of choice is that, especially for people of faith? If you expect to be praised, you must be willing to be criticized. Visit me, Steve Arterburn, at newlife.com for some tips on coping with criticism and critical people. And thanks for listening to this New Life Moment.